Quarter to six on a Tuesday. It's the 13th of July. And Jason Kahn's on the other end of the phone, author of Letters to the Beloved, which is, I just told him off the air, that's his magnum opus. I mean, you worked on this. Crabb did 66 love letters for 5 years. I guess you've outworked him in terms of 6 years on this puppy, right?
Yeah, 6 years. It's continuing to plug along. So, And it would have been his birthday today. So
I know it.
Yeah.
Remember, 2 years ago, I'd gotten done with the, we'd been in Houston in May with him. I'd gone in June to North Carolina because I got a discounted, spiritual direction time. What was it called?
Yeah.
What do they call it? The School of Spiritual Direction. And then you and I collaborated and I'm sending him a bunch of goodies from Weavers, primarily from Weavers for his birthday. So, yeah. And he told you, he texted you that he appreciated that. And now he's not with us. But his books are and still rich. In fact, I'm sending one to a woman who's in the last couple of years, Tanya. She lives in Texas. She adopted just a bunch of kids from Liberia, lost her husband, and lost one of her older sons in the last couple of years. And I'm going to send her Shattered Dreams today. So,
yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I listened to you doing the Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5, 6, and 7 from Matthew. And I think starting on Thursday, we're going to... I've talked about this. I'm sometimes a talker, not a doer. But starting Thursday, we're going to start to unpack the Sermon on the Mount from Letters to the Beloved. But you got like 30 chapters up now.
Yeah. One a day I've been putting up. So sometimes it's interesting as I've done this. Some of them are just a couple of minutes long. And I think there's, in the Gospels, there are some that are quite long, maybe 12, 13 minutes. So, it's been fun to work on this process and try and steal away some early morning hours to record. And
when I saw that you'd had the post about 30 and you're working your way through Matthew, and so I jumped right into the Sermon on the Mount, was able to pack it all in, finishing it off just as I arrived at work, and I'm like, that's the place to begin. You know, I think for us here on the air, we're going to start with the Sermon on the Mount. So all right.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Here's a little story. I used to do Front Page, another labor of love. And one of the interviews, David McCausland wrote a biography on Oswald Chambers. And I'd shared with him, my favorite, my utmost for his highest was July 13th. He said, funny you say that, because Oswald didn't write any books, apparently. His wife transcribed them, is the story I recall it. And so even my utmost. And so she took what he'd said. That's amazing. Talk about commitment.
Yep.
And the one for today, The Price of the Vision, this is her birthday. So I kind of think this was her favorite. So here we go. And I want to get your reaction. Isaiah 6:1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. So Chambers says, our soul's personal history with God is often an account of the death of our heroes. Over and over again, God has to remove our friends to put himself in their place. And that is when we falter, fail, and become discouraged. Let me think about this personally, writes Chambers. When the person died who represented for me all that God was, wow, this is interesting on Larry Crabb's birthday.
Yeah.
Did I give up on everything in life? Did I become ill or disheartened, or did I do as Isaiah did and see the Lord? My vision of God is dependent upon the condition of my character. My character determines whether or not truth can even be revealed to me. Before I can say I saw the Lord, there must be something in my character that conforms to the likeness of God. Until I am born again and really begin to see the kingdom of God, I only see from the perspective of my own biases. What I need is God's surgical procedure. This sounds like Crabb. His use of external circumstances to bring about the internal purification. Last paragraph. Your priorities must be, this is my favorite part, God first, God second, and God third, until your life is continually face-to-face with God and no one else is taken into account whatsoever. Love, love, love that sentence. Your prayer will then be, in all the world, there is no one but you, capital Y, you, dear God, there is no one but you. Final sentence, keep paying the price. Let God see that you are willing to live up to the vision. It gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, you know, I've heard you talk about that many times, but I don't know that I've heard the whole thing together. That's a powerful, powerful devotional. You know, I think the notion of God first, God second, God third is a high and holy calling, and one that I fail to live up to regularly. You know, but I think what stood out for me is the recognition that even losses can point us to God if we allow them to. You know, and so, you know, when the person who represents God for you, you know, I think you're right. I think Larry has certainly pointed us toward Jesus. It's powerful.
I'm going to close with that line again, and we've got the song. I think that there's a couple, but nominees, but we're going to have the winner. Your priorities must be God first, God second, and God third until your life is continually face to face with God, and no one else is taken into account whatsoever. And again, that's where my definition of sanctification that I feel is the idea of you go from self-obsessed and self-centered to God-obsessed and other-centered. And while Twyla Paris has All About You and Rich Mullins has My One Thing, I think the song for this is Stephen Curtis Chapman, Magnificent Obsession. Don't you agree?
I do. It's a good song.
All right. All right, man. Tomorrow morning, Jared Bias, that quote on love that you had, and then some Bible verses that seem to point us toward that. And Thursday, Sermon on the Mount from Letters to the Beloved. We got a plan.
Awesome. Sounds good. All right. Talk to you then.
I mean, it's a run, so why not, you know? The Good of Fly Now music. We started every morning before 6, and we've got Matt Kanzera and Kat Jacoby here from Fierce Freedom. Good morning.
Good morning,
top of the morning
to you,
Mark.
You said it's a run, but it's also a walk.
You can crawl. We don't even care.
Well, you need to be inspired to make it. So
that's true.
Tell us about the 2021 Fierce Freedom Justice Run.
Well, it's a week from tomorrow, Mark. It's at Carson Park. We're pretty excited to be able to do it in person again this year. Last year, obviously, we went all virtual. This year, we're offering two options, virtual and in person. So it's July 21st. The kids race, which is a half-mile race, starts at 6 p.m., and then the adult races, which are 2 and 5 miles, start at 6:30. Going to be a ton of fun. We want everybody there. And if you don't want to run, because I hate running, Mark. It's like, I hate it.
You do a great job emceeing, though. I got to tell you that.
Right, so I just
kind of gets you out of it.
Yeah. So nobody ever asks me to run because of my voice. And so that's cool because we have all sorts of volunteer opportunities. So if you don't want to participate, just hop on cvjusticerun.org, and you can also volunteer. And that's also where you get your tickets.
Well, and if you'll notice, this isn't Carrie Swartz as our race director. We have Matt Kanzera as our new race director this year, which is very exciting. So he's doing a fantastic job.
So it may be a downgrade, but it's still going to be
fun. Nope, definitely.
Because Carrie Swartz was spectacular.
She was, but that doesn't minimize your amazing achievements as well.
Oh, so many amazing.
Do you know, comparison is the thief of joy. So let's move on for that.
You can pick up with the great work she did to get it to this point.
There you go.
That's exactly what I was getting at, Mark. Thank you.
And I'm interested in the volunteer opportunities. I'm hoping that you don't need to be an experienced marathoner or even race attender to volunteer.
No, what you have to be able to do is stand in one spot and point and cheer. That's the ones that we need right now. We also are looking for another bicyclist to stay out front with the lead runner.
All right.
So not like a mosey down to the farmer's market kind of bicyclist.
Get your head in the game.
Need to bike faster than the fastest runner.
Correct.
So you can lead.
But you have two wheels, so you'll be fine.
Right. You should think it should.
Well, I think that sounds really fun. You could even, a little family could be there on the side pointing. That would be a fun activity to volunteer together and point and cheer on the runners. That sounds really fun.
Yeah, definitely. And just another highlight this year is that, so we've greatly expanded our advocacy services this year. And so all proceeds from race registration is going to further those efforts. So that's, you know, in-person groups that we've been having. And it's just allowing people in the area that have been affected by trafficking or exploitation to come in, receive services in wherever they're at in their healing journey and be connected with resources. So it's all going, that can be really costly. So it's going to support that.
The big thing is, since it's July 13th, the event is just 8 days. So you've got folks registered. But the big thing is, since last year was kind of do it on your own.
Right.
Maybe in these final moments, just make that appeal to people who are like, it's probably too late for me.
It's not too late for you. Get out there.
Never
you can register online still. You can come day of as
really?
Well. And again,
do
virtual
it.
Or
I like
in person.
It.
Two options. You don't even have to be from
Montclair. See how the weather goes. But also with
the
that
virtual. Weather's going to be great.
Well, it's going to be great. Yes, you're right. No matter what. And the virtual option's great because then you can actually run throughout, you have that time throughout the week too. So maybe pick that option if you're not sure.
So it's a fun activity of running, and you've built in an event for the kids, which is great. And also it goes to a great cause, which is not only educating people about trafficking, which happens in this community all the time. Right. And it happens so much that you have now moved into offering services.
Right, exactly.
To people who have been survivors of this.
Yeah, and I think that people need to feel that connection. And so that's kind of why we wanted to connect them through the justice race and to have that opportunity to give back and to be educated and learn more.
And I think we do have it now on our WIB Facebook page. So that is posted.
Oh,
so
you,
go ahead and register there. Kat and Matt, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for squeezing us in.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see everybody next Wednesday.
I love your new radio personality.
She's
got it.
We love her too. You can't have her, okay?
Here's your $5
for
saying that.
Thanks for my allowance.
Your chance to win a couple of tickets for OneFest in our Tuesday trivia right now.
Yes, 2 full event OneFest tickets up for grabs.
This is an incredible prize. I mean, OneFest is coming up. If you're on the fence, whether you're going to go or not, you want to start thinking, yes, it's time. I don't want to miss out. And free tickets.
You got to get off the fence. With all these great artists, I mean, it's going to be great at the fairgrounds in Chippewa. We were just there. And get your tickets or win them right now.
Yeah. Danny Gokey, Ren Collective, Micah Tyler, I Am They, Hannah Kerr, Jason Gray, and on and on and on. Allie Ali is going to be there. Uh-huh. We've been enjoying her music. So a chance for you and a friend or family member to get in for free on our dime. We want to give you 2 full event OneFest tickets here. We're going to play high-low. We haven't done this for a while. It's a simple game.
Ooh, I love it.
Simple game. 715-723-2555. Help one another out. 715-723-2555. And again, we're playing higher or lower, so we'll give you clues after each guess here. What percentage of Americans say they have never eaten Jell-O? What percentage of Americans say they've never eaten Jell-O? We're playing high-low here on the WIB Wake Up Show Tuesday Trivia. Hi.
We got our first guess. Hi, what's yours?
37%.
That is too high. Go lower. What percentage of Americans say they've never eaten Jell-O for 2 OneFest tickets?
Go ahead. What's your guess?
25%.
Susan, too high or too low?
It's a little too high, but good guess.
Keep going down. 715-723-2555 for your chance to win.
Hi.
23.
Susan?
It's too high. I shouldn't have said it's a little too high.
Yeah,
it's too high. I'm sorry.
That. We want to back off on the... Hi, 23 is too high on what percent have never eaten Jell-O?
17%.
That is also...
too high.
Too high. We haven't found our basement yet. Again, we're playing higher or lower here in the WIB Wake Up Show for 2 full event OneFest tickets. What percent of Americans say they've never eaten Jell-O? 17%, too high.
What's your guess?
12%.
12% of Americans never eaten Jell-O. Susan?
Too high.
We really are a Jell-O eating nation.
Big Jell-O has permeated this country.
It used to be big hair, now it's big Jell-O. High.
8%.
8%. Susan?
Is it too high?
It is too high.
I forgot what the answer is. Okay, no, I got the answer. It's too high. I'm sorry.
Hi, what's your guess on the Jell-O question?
5%.
5%? Susan?
A tiny bit too high.
715-723-2555. Can we get this playing high-low on the WIB Wake Up Show?
I know we can, actually. Hi, what's your guess?
4%.
4%.
Yes.
What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Yes.
Because you're going to OneFest with a friend. You just won.
Yes.
Who are we talking to?
Beth Deach.
Congratulations.
Hey,
for
hi,
Susan. OneFest.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Beth. I'm so happy for you.
Yay!
And I just have to say, I apologize to the caller when I said just a little too high. Right. If you call me back, I will help you get some OneFest tickets.
Wow.
Here's
that
the thing.
Was me.
Oh, it was me. Redemption.
Beth, let me ask you, are you part of the 96% of Americans who have eaten Jell-O, or are you part of the 4%?
Oh, I'm the higher one.
The
96%.
Yeah.
And
she's an amazing cook.
If you've never eaten Jell-O, please call us. I would love to talk to you. 715-3966 or 723-2555.
I mean, there's plenty of reasons why, but again, most of us.
I make Jell-O salad. You know, I mean, we do live in Wisconsin.
Indeed, it's a staple of potlucks.
That's right. Oh, I'm so glad you're going to go.
Beth, we're going to send you and a friend or family member to OneFest 2021. It's next week, Friday through Sunday in Chippewa Falls. Thanks so much for
playing Tuesday Trivia.
You're on the Wake Up Show. Congrats.
Bye.
The Whip Wake Up Show, Kayla, Mark, and Susan with our friend Derek Loffenberg from Sleep in Heavenly Peace. No kid sleeps on the floor in our town, and we are so glad to have Derek back this morning. We'll be telling you about a volunteer opportunity. Also, they're going to be the featured nonprofit on our July 31st parking lot picnic on a Saturday. But first, Derek, you guys have been all over. We're going to see you at OneFest coming up. You were just at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. You're a busy man spreading the word about what Sleep in Heavenly Peace does in our community.
Yeah, thank you so much. Mostly what we're trying to do is get the word out to get more exposure for more bed requests. And we saw the fair as a great opportunity for that, OneFest as well, and the 31st coming up with you.
And again, it's very easy for folks to request a bed. So, again, what you do is it's a community of helping hands, volunteers, constructing these beds for children who don't have a place of their own to sleep. And there's so much value in that for a child to have something they can call their own every single night, to have a bed to sleep on. And also there's a lot of negative impacts from children not being able to have a bed. So it's very, very important work.
Yeah, it really is the basic need for, you know, social and physical skills, so on. But yeah, to request a bed, you just go on shpbeds.org. You find your chapter, your state. After that, we receive it. We call you up and figure out when it works out.
Child who's in a tough situation that maybe is sleeping on the floor, you get referrals from concerned people. Who else do you get a referral from typically?
We spoke with the social workers for a while, and so they've been starting to put some referrals in. Teachers, guidance counselors, family members, friends.
I love that. So they see a need, and instead of just being sad about it, there's a place they can go, and you will construct a bed for this child, and that can be, we've talked about this before, it's their haven. It's where you put your little stuffed animals. It's where you cuddle up and read a book. It's probably the first thing they've ever had that's really their sanctuary, and exactly. That's what I love about Sleep in Heavenly Peace.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Derek, we're looking forward to this Thursday's event, but yours is going to be, I think, a Saturday on July 31st. Right here at WWIB, and for folks to come and actually see these beds being made. But we are inviting volunteers, right? So maybe you can make the pitch here for people to join you.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the 31st, we'll be bringing a trailer full of tools, tables, and we'll start the assembly line, right?
Right here at WWIB.
Yep. No experience necessary whatsoever, men, women, children. We make it as basic as possible. There's jigs to use. And if you're not comfortable on a certain tool, we'll get you on something else. And we stain them. Once they dry, we load them up, we store them in our warehouse, and we start shipping them out.
How long are you counting on working? Like, how many hours would this opportunity be?
Yeah, this will be a 10-bed build, so about 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
And again, there's food trucks, there's inflatables, there's live music, so there's all... You can, again, make a morning of it, morning to early afternoon.
So fun.
What's the best way for folks to reach out to you? I know there was a live Google sheet, but also they can Facebook message you. They can get your email from the Sleep in Heavenly Peace Chippewa County Facebook page as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Or, yeah, Facebook, Sleep in Heavenly Peace Chippewa County, Facebook message that way. If you didn't sign up, absolutely no problem, right? You can still come out. You can still see what we're doing.
I love that.
And I think one final important thing to note before we let you go, Derek Loffenberg from Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Chippewa County, with, again, things that have gone on with COVID, you've absorbed the responsibilities from other chapters. You are not just in Chippewa County. You are covering a vast area that really takes in a lot of the WIB listening area as far as how far you will go to bring beds to kids who are in need of them.
Yeah, currently, just to keep it short, we're up to Ladysmith all the way down to the Mississippi, Jackson, Chumplo County, Chippewa County, and then obviously just some surrounding areas around the Chippewa County there as well.
It would be great to get volunteers from those areas.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of volunteers, I mean, I think you're a volunteer. You work with Northwest Mutual is what your full-time job is, right? So
correct.
Yeah. Yep. So this is volunteer work you're doing.
Yes. Yeah, all of us on the team.
I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah.
That is really impressive. So thank you.
No experience. You don't even have to have watched HGTV and know how to put things together.
Right, exactly.
Just show up and you'll teach us how to help. And it'll be a wonderful opportunity to meet new people and to see a little bit more about what you're doing.
Yes, it'll be very fun.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're excited to team with you on July 31st and looking forward to it. Thank you, Derek. All right. Well, the nurses in the maternity ward at Andrews Women's Hospital in Fort Worth, Texas aren't exactly strangers to delivering lots of babies. The hospital is considered a high-volume facility that runs more or less like a well-oiled machine on any given day. But last month, a four-day span of nonstop deliveries kept the nurses on their toes like never before. The hospital welcomed a total of, get this now, 107 babies in just 91 hours in what's being called a rare and exceptional baby boom.
God bless that. That is...
Wow.
That is a lot of children in a short amount of time.
It must have been unbelievable. What? Another admission? Oh, no.
That sounds like a movie or a documentary.
Yeah, it said the same hospital made headlines just 3 years ago after welcoming a record 48 births in just 41 hours. Mm. So there is something about this area. I don't know what it is, but can you imagine? 107 babies.
I mean, at least it's not something where, again, they're giving a high level, high standard of care. It's not like, hey, you're at the DMV, take a number and sit over here and wait.
Okay, so people have been asking, is there something in the water in Fort Worth? But they are saying doctors and nurses believe the uptick in deliveries was likely caused by something people have been speculating about for over a year. Ongoing pandemic. Mm-hmm. Is that going to cause a baby boom? We haven't seen that.
Are they really expecting 107 babies in 4 days, less than 4 days in one hospital?
No. It says the pandemic baby boom didn't happen except in Fort Worth. Recently, the CDC said the number of births in the U.S. has dropped to the lowest level since 1979. So except for Fort Worth, expanding the family wasn't exactly on most parents' to-do list last year.
The romantic getaway of the country becomes Fort Worth, Texas. Who knew?
Who knew?
Well, guess what? There is something in the water. It's Carrie Underwood's song.
Oh, nice.
On WWIB.